clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Rainbows high and deep into the end zone, and it is caught. Caught for a touchdown. A leaping touchdown catch.
Here he goes. He'll be chased, and he is gone. 97 yards. Oh, what a way to start.
Does he get both feet in right here at the end, Jim?
What are they going to roll it? He caught it? Touchdown! He did what?
He runs to the 50. He runs to the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
We are seeing another spectacular effort by Marino, who fires. Touchdown!
Oh, that's loose.
Allen steps up.
Jumps over the defenders to pick up the first.
Says a prayer.
Stop it!
Oh, please!
What a catch!
That's insane!
The game's final play is a Wilson lock to the end zone, which is fought for by Tate with Jennings simultaneous. Who has it? Who do they give it to?
Welcome into Simultaneous Catch, folks. Fantasy edition. I'm
Here
Adam Jeffrey Rossi.
I'm Josh Lapping. Hopefully my voice holds out. I sang a lot this morning.
Like, you sang?
Yeah.
Oh, because on your drive
you're
back.
On drive, and I was like, oh, I haven't sung in a while.
You know, I know that we used to do that together, but I never, like, picture you doing that.
I do.
I love that.
Pretty
though.
Hard.
I love that.
Yeah, a little too hard when it's 7 in the morning.
What was the... Did you do the full musical, or did you... Or do you not do musicals when you sing by yourself?
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I do. When I really want to sing, I'm listening to show tunes.
I mean, I sing along to some AJR, but I did some musicals this morning.
What was the top musical that
did,
you were going
like,
for? Or do you
that I listen to the most?
Or you shuffle between roles that you like?
I sing a couple different songs from shows. The only show I listened to in full was Hadestown.
That's one of those shows that... Hey, you guys, if you're listening, you didn't come to the wrong podcast. This is the football podcast, and we will be talking fantasy football, but our draft hasn't started yet, so we're kind of shooting the breeze until it does. Hadestown is one of those musicals where you can do the full listen-through, get the story, and it's like its own experience. I think there are a lot of musicals where you listen, and you really can't grasp the full show. But Hadestown is one of those where
That's
I think
a good point.
You can listen and it's like, wow, I just experienced a full cool story. Yes. So we are in a league. Should we say the title of the league or I don't know. We are in a, this is our third straight or fourth straight year?
I think it's our fourth.
Our fourth straight year doing the official Simultaneous Catch League. It looks like everybody but one team is in the draft room.
Oh, what a nerd.
For our noon start. And we are live. Let me mute that.
I like that.
Well, actually, now I'm a little bit nervous. Now I'm nervous at this.
Oh, okay, surprise pick.
One of the things I was going to say is this league is a tight end premium league. So
we are not in the Nathan Peterman league anymore,
yes,
guys.
Yes, we are no longer in the Nathan Peterman
league. We wanted to change it up.
Sad, but we did want to shift a little bit. Okay, audio looks fine. But this league is half point PPR, tight end premium. So tight ends get 1.5 points per catch. And we had a discussion. How high do we take a tight end? The answer is Travis Kelce went with the first pick. It is also a super flex league.
Yeah, so we got real crazy.
So Lamar Jackson went next, then Patrick Mahomes. So
Lamar at 2 is interesting.
We have a couple of picks before we are on the clock at 6 overall, 10-person league. Mahomes and Jackson went. Then Fields, so we can get Allen or Hurts.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I think that's great.
Because I feel great about that.
Because both of those will have running possibilities.
Yes.
But both, in my opinion,
obviously, I really
are better throwers of the football than Fields right now.
Obviously,
he can develop.
Really want it to be Allen, but...
We're playing with half of our league in this league. Our folks in the UK.
Okay, so there goes Allen.
All right, so...
So are we very good? We're locking in Hurts?
I think we go for
This
it.
Is my only stock of Jalen Hurts.
So I also don't
this
have
will be
any,
fun. Let's
so
do it.
There we go.
So we take Jalen Hurts with our first pick. Yeah, so I don't know if some people from the draft are listening. If you did, hopefully you had a good draft because this will be after the draft is over.
Yeah, hello.
But love that we get Hurts there at 6. Derrick Henry.
Wow, interesting.
At 7. Okay, so I'm wondering if... This is so interesting to see. Like we said, half the league is from the UK. So it's possibly like they just, we have different points of view in terms of players, right? Because Derrick Henry is
definitely the rugby player of the NFL.
But he's one of those iconic players. You get Justin Jefferson at the 8 there.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's pretty crazy. I love it. That person also has a Bills icon in them. Okay, so we're going to get a really great player then because of how everything goes. Let's just hope that... Okay, how hard would it be for me if Bijan falls to 2-5 to talk you into it?
Well, I think at 2-5 I'd be...
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Herbert goes at 1-9?
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty standard super draft right now with the quarterbacks going real early.
If you're not a normal Superflex player, as Joe Burrow rounds out the first round, so you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of the 10 picks were quarterbacks.
Oh, got a little Cincy stack there. That's
a great
Cincy
stack there at the turn of Joe Burrow Chase. But yes, if you've never played Superflex before, it means that you have a secondary position called Superflex position where you can play any position outside of kicker or defense. That'd be kind of funny. So 99.9% of the time, it's a second quarterback as Trevor Lawrence goes off the board. So quarterbacks go really quick in most of those drafts. McCaffrey just went. I would have had a conversation about McCaffrey for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so what are we feeling here? We're almost on the clock again.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll have to see. Okay, so
Eckler goes.
So
that's who you would have wanted.
I mean, I'm okay with doing Bijan. I don't love the names of quarterback that are still remaining at this moment.
I think we can wait a little bit to get serviceable guys, especially knowing we have the anchor of Hurts.
So, I mean, I know you are absolutely all about Bijan. I know everybody in the world is. I'm a little off.
I know.
A little more off than normal, but I'm...
Well,
I'm
say this. I want you to like the team. So if you're not going to like the team by taking
But I mean,
him,
I think they will feed him the ball a lot. I think they'll pass him the ball, which
passes.
Is... So we will draft Bijan Robinson.
I love it. Jalen Hurts, Bijan Robinson, really good start. And I still ton of running backs that I like. And there's some quarterbacks that I really like that I know are going to be available a little bit later. So I like that a lot as Tyreek Hill goes next. So yes, now we're kind of transitioning away from the quarterbacks, here. I like in this type of draft being right dead center
because you do?
Yes, because you know that like in this type of draft with quarterback, actually, maybe I don't know. I don't love in drafts where there are positions that are so much more valuable than others being first or last, because it always means that you're waiting 20 picks sometimes
to get
your next guy.
That's fair.
It's nice to grab two at a time. That's like very, very, it's pleasing, right? When you're like, ooh, I'm going to grab two guys right now. That's fun. But I really, really think that it's better to sort of always get your guy around the same time every round personally. But
yeah. We just had somebody, they're not talking to us specifically, but they did pose the question, how far will Cooper Kupp fall with this re-aggravation? And I'm curious as to how far.
Yeah, they said he met a specialist. This is about an update from about an hour ago from Sleeper. It says Cooper Kupp went to Minnesota on Saturday to meet with a noted body specialist to further understand his hamstring injury, according to sources. So again, this is two hamstrings this summer for a 30-year-old receiver. That's a good question. I don't know how far he fall. I will tell you this much. I'm very interested in Van Jefferson because of this injury.
Yeah?
Yes. I don't know. I mean, who else is going to be the number one guy there? I know that...
Ben Skoranek.
They're going to throw the football. He's going to throw, right?
I've actually been grabbing a lot of stock of Tutu Atwell.
I like the player Tutu Atwell. Oh, AJ Brown. I would have been interested in maybe possibly...
And making a little stack.
Do our little stack there. But we still... Devonta Smith will possibly be available a little bit later. So I like Tutu Atwell as a player. I'm interested in what his fantasy upside is. Obviously, with Cooper Kupp out, one of these guys is going to have to, you know, be big. I just don't know which one that'll be. So it's really kind of pick your poison, really, with who you would like. I know you're a queue guy, so have you been queuing some guys up?
I actually haven't put anybody in the queue. I've just been enjoying this conversation. Following up Cooper Kupp, what is your opinion on where will Jonathan Taylor go now?
That's another one because it's guaranteed that he's going to miss the first 4 weeks now,
correct.
Right?
Yep.
Because even if he gets traded, he was on the PUP and
correct.
He can't come off. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. He could end up being a Dak Prescott win. I would have really liked to end up with Dak Prescott. I have the NFC East quarterbacks that have been fun. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a sensational player, a guy that would get the ball a lot in that offense. It doesn't feel good to take him. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel good to have him. Ooh, other fantasy news. A trade is pending. We're on the draft. We are on the clock right now.
We are on the draft.
All right. So, yes, we're on the draft. I do love Amon-Ra. I see you queued him up. Obviously, I love Mark Andrews. I'm wondering how long...
One of those two are where I think we go here.
I'm wondering how long it takes for the second tight end to go off the board now that Kelsey went 1-1.
I will say, based on this scoring format right now, Amon-Ra did score more points last year than Mark Andrews. And I get it was a little bit of a down year for Mark Andrews.
All right.
I feel like Amon-Ra is slightly safer.
Let's go Amon-Ra because I love him. Okay. And then let's cross our fingers and hope we'll play the ADP game here. Maybe because Mark had such a down year, people aren't as high on him, and he'll come back around to us for the next pick.
There's still so many things to go on here. Two of the upcoming picks haven't taken a quarterback at all. They may want to grab one of those.
Yes.
One is taking two quarterbacks, so they have nothing else. I don't know if they'll target tight end.
Yeah, you don't know what there would go.
So
I feel like wide receiver is very deep this year, so maybe they go running back to really hope. Are you a just throw guys on the queue when your pick's coming up guy, or do you queue up a bunch of guys that you know you like?
I usually queue up a bunch, but just talking to you right now, I'm not really paying full attention to that.
Well, I just want to queue up some running backs that I like to have in drafts.
Yeah.
Every time I get Amon-Ra, I feel bad about getting Gibbs, so I'm not going to queue him up. But obviously, I'm just queuing up some running backs that I like to have because we only have one right now.
Great.
And then, you know that I like Javonte Williams, but I'll put him on there anyway. And then that's the last. Actually, no, I want to also put, because I'm ever more rising on Mr. Khalil Herbert.
Yeah?
Yes. I just think he's the starter, and I think that he's very talented, and they're gonna run the ball in Chicago.
I just think the question for me, speaking of the Chicago backfield, is how long I think Herbert will be the starter.
You think that eventually Roschon takes over?
I do.
I like Roschon Johnson a lot. We talked about him. I have some dynasty stock in Roschon Johnson. When Khalil Herbert got opportunities last year, though, he was awesome.
He always has been.
Yeah. So which, I don't know if...
makes me kind of sad that I'm not...
Andrews just went.
That I'm not, like, rooting for him.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, like, this is the kind of story I really like. Sure, but, sure. Like, now I'm like, oh, I really like this guy, though.
I'm going to put Waller on our queue.
Waller is definitely a big target for me. This
now
year.
That we didn't get our Mark Andrews guy, well, there goes Cooper Kupp
taking the risk.
So here's the thing: if Cooper Kupp is healthy early in the season and turns out to be great, they just crush this draft to get the Burrow Chase stack, Mark Andrews in the third and Cooper Kupp in the fourth. They just absolutely slam dunked it. But that's the risk that you take because Cooper Kupp could be hamstrung literally. All season, right? And be on and off and be a nightmare to have on your team. The thing about me with players like that in terms of like injury and hamstring injuries, those soft tissue injuries that linger or tend to rather, is that even if Cooper Kupp has a stretch this year where he has two or three straight games with 30 plus fantasy points, you can't rely on that because what if it's only those couple of games and then he's out for a couple of games? So then you have to like have this roster spot just sap. Oh man, Olave would have been a nice pick too to get Amon-Ra and Olave. But yes, then you have this position on your bench that, oh, I can't drop Cooper Kupp because you know the second you do, somebody's going to grab him.
Sure.
But also, I can't play Cooper Kupp because he's injured. And I know that we have IR spots now and everything, but still, like, IR spots are for people who are on IR or out, right? So you don't get to put him in that spot until the day of. All right, we're on the clock again here. I got a minute here. What are your thoughts? What are we thinking?
Yeah, I don't actually love where we are in terms of things, honestly. I mean, like, I'm okay with grabbing a Stevenson if you feel really good about that. I get it. I don't really love the wide receivers at this very given moment. And, I mean, I like T.J. Hawkinson, but I don't know if I want him that bad. I think I'd rather have Waller. What do you think, real fast?
I feel like the easiest pick is Ramondre. We know he's going to be used. We know he's going to be in the pass game. And then I know that it's only half point PPR, but it's still an extra half point.
Okay, we can take it.
And so our first four picks end up being Hurts, Bijan, Amon-Ra and Stevenson. That's an awesome first four picks. I love our first three, and Stevenson I like. The Zeke thing's a little concerning because you don't want Zeke to be taking away those goal line carries, right? Because that's where running backs really make their hay.
Sure.
Is those goal line carries and touchdowns. You talk about a guy like Jamal Williams who got 45 10 zone carries last year. So within the 10-yard line, he got 45 touches and, of course, ended up with 17 rushing touchdowns, 19 total, I think. So that's what happens. When you get the opportunity, you crush for fantasy. So I'm hoping that Zeke is more of that, like, we need to keep pass blocking down kind of thing, right? Because we know that Stevenson's going to get pass catching work kind of deal. Okay, so now we have
a little run on
Watson, went Hockenson and Kittle. So I think now we need to lock in. If we get back to 5-6, I think we have to just take Darren Waller.
You think?
It might be to some people considered a little bit of a reach as his ADP is in the 6th round, but with tight end premium and with these guys going off the board, I don't want to miss out on a guy that I know we both are high on this year. I think sometimes in fantasy, you have to take people a little bit early when you are saying, I know this guy's going to be good, or I believe in this guy's going to be good.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Coming into the 6th, there are names of wide receiver I like here.
Yes. Talk to me.
I mean, like, we're still talking about that Devonta Smith stack that we could get with Hurts.
That would be a great pick for us.
I think Keenan Allen is a secret league-winning wide receiver.
Keenan Allen is Josh Lapping's guy, everybody.
For pretty much his entire career.
I think that Josh has had – you've had him on a team every year, right?
Oh, at least one.
Yeah, at least one team every year Josh ends up with Keenan Allen. Listen, I agree. I love Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, I get that he had injury issues at the beginning of the year, right?
Yes.
But when he played, which I believe was week 11 to 18, he was the wide receiver 3.
Yeah, if we're looking at 2022 here, he came – so he played week 1, got hurt, and he played in week 7 and was injured. But starting week 11 here, we're talking – okay, what's real? We're talking about PPR points, which were only half point, but still – 13 points, 16 points, 15 points, 16, 16, 16, 16, 15. He's an incredibly consistent player, right? And receptions, right? In terms of fantasy football, a reception is worth like twice as much as a carry. And so when you can get guys who are going to get catches, regardless of if it's standard or PPR or half point PPR, they're still valuable. So yeah, I do love, although... Now I'm really getting a little anxious about quarterback. I know that we have Jalen Hurts, but like, I didn't expect to be in the 5th round and guys like Daniel Jones, Watson, and Rodgers are going. I really expected people to take their 2 and then just kind of chill for a while. Although that was that guy's first quarterback. There goes another quarterback. Is he going to take Marcus Mariota later and have the quarterback room? Because he has Mahomes and Kirk Cousins now?
Probably.
Yeah. All right, we're coming up with a couple picks, so give me a couple guys.
Yeah, I hear you about the quarterback. If you want to pull that trigger, I won't be like, that's dumb.
Who do you
we
like?
Can grab Darren Waller.
I like Gino. It was going to be between Devonta Smith, who just went.
Who just went,
and
so
Waller.
That's
so stinks. I want Waller here.
Okay.
Yeah. I just feel like, you agree? I want you to push back if you don't agree.
So the only reason I would say no, I agree, because quarterbacks will score.
Oh, dang it.
Guys listening to us?
They're listening live.
So, okay. So Darren Waller just went.
Here.
We are on. So do you want to pivot to the quarterback? Do you want to...
It just feels so weird to be taking Geno Smith this early, but that's who I would want.
That's your guy right there? Okay.
It just feels weird to take him this early. Do you want to take the flyer on Jonathan Taylor? No, it's too early for that. How do you feel about... No, I like running backs later. I don't want a running back here. We got 20 seconds. You could take Keenan Allen.
That's my guy.
Let's do it
right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
We have wide receivers that are going to catch a ton of passes.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be heavily involved in the offense. They're going to be guys that you go to, and I'm fine with that. Now I think if we come back... and like Richardson and Smith are there, I think that's okay to take one of them.
Sure, sure.
I am really high on Richardson in general. If you listen to any of our draft coverage, you guys know how much I love Anthony Richardson. But in terms of fantasy, he's starting week one. He's going to get all kinds of rushing yards. Like, he can average less than 200 passing yards a game and still be a top 12 fantasy quarterback. We've seen it happen. It happened with Josh Allen his rookie year, who when he ran for 900 yards and 10 touchdowns, right? Like, I see that kind of rushing value in Anthony Richardson, who just went. Never mind. I hate this draft. If you guys are listening in your draft, stop sniping us, taking our players. So, now I'm pretty strongly we should take Geno Smith.
Okay.
Because I'm getting really nervous now that we're not going to get a good second option. Because this...
I mean, there are still good second options.
Coming up here at the end of the round is a guy who took Burrow first, so he might take a quarterback here. And then after that, there's a guy right before us, or somebody right before us, who only has one quarterback. They might take him. So if we pass on quarterback in the sixth here, there are two other guys who only have one quarterback, who will have two picks before we do. I don't want to miss out on a guy that we like.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Sure.
I feel like I'm steamrolling you here. I want to make sure that you...
No, I get it. I mean, like, I'd feel more passionate if Geno's there, we'll take Geno.
Okay.
If Geno's not there, I'm not like, we need to take a quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. So let's say Geno's not there for the sake of argument here. Who we look at?
I mean, I think we could...
I keep forgetting that we took Hurts in the first round, so it's not like we don't have any quarterback.
Tell me, as the pseudo Atlanta, what's up with Kyle Pitts?
So I love Kyle Pitts, and I think he's going to be used. And this is so dumb because
I don't want him because we have Bijan, but tell me about
that's
him.
That's what I was going
to say. I think he's an enigma fantasy this year, so I just want to know your thoughts.
Literally what I was going to say is that, like, I know it's stupid because more than one person can be good for fantasy on a team, but, like, when I get Bijan, I don't like Pitts. But I think this is the year where everybody's going to devalue Pitts, and it's going to happen, right? Because even last year when people were like, oh, people are going to be down on him, let's do it, everybody thought that, so everybody was still taking him early. This is truly the year where everybody's going to be like, Kyle Pitts. But I truly think that I don't know that he'll be, you know, top three. I think he'll be a tight end one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be a tight end one. I feel pretty good about that because London's going to be the first target. Pitts is going to be the second target. I know that, like we said, Bijan's going to be involved in the passing game and stuff like that. I don't know that they'll throw the ball a lot, but in the red zone, it's going to be Bijan or it's going to be Pitts for me. So I think Pitts probably puts up some touchdown number.
Okay.
I'd be comfortable. I don't know if there's a prop bet over under touchdowns for Pitts, but I think he gets double digits.
In touchdowns?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think on the goal line, they're going to want to use him, and I think Bijan's going to be such a threat. And also, Algier's going to be used in this offense. He's a bowling ball. Like, he's going to run through. So, like, those guys on the goal line are going to be such a threat that I think that they're not going to be able to, like, double, triple Pitts in the red zone.
Sure.
So I do see this as a big touchdown season for Pitts. But we do seriously need to consider tight ends as well because we don't have one.
Yeah, I mean, we could go with tight end stack of Dallas Goedert.
That would be fun. Do you think that's too early, or because I was just gonna say maybe I'm panicking and overrating tight ends because of the premium and because Kelce went first.
My thought right now is, I mean, obviously you could do it in the super flex, but if it gets back to us and Dallas Goedert's there, I don't see Dallas Goedert being taken by the only one team doesn't have a tight end. He just went.
Okay, guys, and there goes Pitts. Guys, I know we're on the clock right now, but we keep joking that we're being sniped. We're not really live. So these people are just taking them right before.
Okay, I'm going to smash Geno, though.
Yeah, let's take Geno.
We got the quarterback we said we wanted.
I feel very good about Jalen Hurts and Geno Smith because we got super – actually, I was going to say high ceiling and a high floor player, but Hurts is also a high floor player with his rushing ability.
Yeah.
So we've got two high floor players with one whose ceiling is quarterback one overall.
And let's not, I mean, he's a little bit older. We don't know what will happen from year one as a starter to year two, but Geno ran for over 350 yards last year.
Yes. I mean,
he's not a statue.
He's a playmaker. He's a playmaker. Okay, so how do we, what are we thinking and hoping that comes back around to us?
It's interesting. Now I'm in the seventh, I'm really intrigued by Jonathan Taylor.
Really?
I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I mean, like, so you miss him for four games.
You if he is there for us, you can absolutely talk me into Jonathan Taylor in the seventh round.
I get
it.
You miss him for a month.
But he's not going to not play, I don't think. I don't think
he's going to hold out.
Yeah, I think that he will play. I think that
DJ Moore was a player I was intrigued by.
I think they put him on the pup list. Well, they got their stack with Fields.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, they have a double stack. Wow, these people love stacks. They've got Prescott, Lamb, Fields, Moore. Man, can we trade dreams with them? So we have Geno, so we need to get like Tyler Lockett somewhere.
Tyler Lockett is a great
wide
receiver. He's just so consistent.
Throw him on the queue because we should get him at some point. I love that stack. And there aren't any really other Philly players that I care to stack with for Hurts. I'm a little bit higher on Gainwell this year than some people.
Yeah?
Because I think they're going to use him. I really do think that. I know that Swift's there, but I really think that they're going to use him. Swift and Petty are there. But I think that Gainwell is going to be a third down back. Personally, but I'm not really worried about taking him, you know. Okay, here we go. We've got the turn pick now. So we started our draft with Jalen Hurts, then we got Bijan, and then we got Amon-Ra, Ramondre Stevenson, Keenan Allen, and Geno Smith. So we're covering all of our bases. We're perfectly balanced right now.
I feel good about our team.
Which I really like that a lot. As ETN goes off the board to end the sixth round, top of the seventh here. Yeah, I you could very easily talk me into Jonathan Taylor because then we ended up with a Jonathan Taylor is a first round pick if he's healthy and starting, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no really argument about that. He's one of the first five running backs that go. And probably the first three, right? I feel like you'd be like McCaffrey, Taylor, and Eckler or...
I mean, a lot of people are saying Bijan's the number one.
I believe Bijan's going to be the number one, but I'm trying to be a little bit more. I do like Aaron Jones. That would have been another guy that I would have had a conversation about. If you listened to our preview episode, you know how high I am on the Green Bay Packers this year. There's Madison. All right, are we going to do this?
Yeah, because I think right now with how I'd like to
see
this...
And he's on the pup. We can put him on the IR, right?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, so we won't be wasting
what
spot.
I would like to see right now, because everyone in front of us has a tight end. Friermuth, I think, is just a catcher
football. Like Friermuth a lot.
So I think we could grab a Taylor here and get a tight end we want.
I like that.
In eight.
I like that a lot. Which means that this person who sniped us before is listening, so they're going to take them. What if the draft room... audio was on and we didn't know that and the people actually all right, let's do it.
Okay, we're doing it.
Jonathan Taylor. Make sure you jump to the chat and see if people are making fun of us or taking Jonathan Taylor. There's a spot to take Jonathan Taylor in all drafts because he's not gonna not play, guys. It's just not gonna happen.
I have no qualms at all with the middle of the seventh round.
Yeah,
I think that's value.
It's incredible value. And it's not like... It also would be another thing if it's like, this is our running back one. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so nobody can make fun of us.
Justin Tucker just went.
He's Brits.
It didn't make the sound. Normally it goes, what? That's what happened in our draft when somebody took Tucker and went, what the?
So people are laughing at him. Maybe they're laughing at us, but it's making it look like they're laughing at them.
Oh,
I respect
man.
That guy.
I love it.
Yes. I always draft Tucker too early in Madden.
That's true. Tucker is like, I feel like you get him in every single Madden we do.
I do because I'm not good for the most part. The new kicking mechanics.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
Justin Tucker's thing is it slows it down.
It slows it down for you. That's cool. I like that. Yeah, I normally end up with like an undrafted kicker because I think it's a fun story. My kicker in our league right now is an undrafted rookie kicker who has like really long dreadlocks.
Oh, fun.
And he's got like a power leg. I made a 59-yard field goal with him in the divisional round. Wait, no. Are we playing in the divisional round?
I think it's the champ. No, it's the yes.
It's
yes.
The divisional round. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Josh and I play fantasy on Madden all the time, and we do like a full-on redraft and draft teams and make narratives, and it's really frustrating for our friendship. But it's fun. It's fun.
So I know we're talking about what we want to do in this draft here, but tell me a couple of guys. They can be people that have obviously already been taken. Who are some of your fantasy my guys this year?
So this is really, this makes me really nervous to say, because if anybody, I have two more big drafts left.
Oh, well, don't reveal any super secrets.
I have two more big drafts left and I'm really nervous that they're going to listen and take my guys. But Bijan's an obvious one, right? We don't have to
go there. You're very high, yes.
But in terms of guys later, we talked about Mike Evans. Love Mike Evans. And Chris Godwin went, so if we can get Mike Evans in a round or two, would love that. Big on Mike Evans this year. All he does is get 1,000 yards in seasons. It doesn't matter who his quarterback is. It really doesn't. So I'm big on him. We talked about Tyler Lockett a little bit. I love getting Lockett later in drafts. Staying in the Seattle receiving core, though, I love Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Even with the surgery?
Yes, because you can get him. So for fantasy football, rookie wide receivers are one of the most valuable demographics because they always start slow for the most part and then crush late. So I like taking JSN late in drafts and just holding on to him. Let's not forget week one of Justin Jefferson's career. Oh, there goes Lockett. That's tough. Week one of Justin Jefferson as a rookie was not that great. People were like, oh, Justin Jefferson. And then, oh, wow. What the heck? The people are listening.
Okay, we go
Lock
on.
It in, Smith
we go
and
on with
just went.
We go on with Muth.
Yes, let's go with the Muth. Muth. another guy I'm huge on, Jahan Dotson of the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
I love Terry McLaurin. I think Terry McLaurin's a great player. I know he's been a little bit banged up. It says questionable. I actually don't know what the real injury is right now. He's dealing with a toe. It's turf toe, right?
Yes.
Yes. He's 10 days removed from injuring his toe in a preseason game. So his status is week one is in question. I was already high on Jahan Dotson before that injury. I am talking myself into saying we need to draft him in the next round. Because
Dotson?
Yeah, I'm really high on Jahan Dotson. He's one of my favorite players. So those are a lot of guys I like. I don't like taking quarterback early. If I get Allen at a certain point, like if we're getting to the end of the second and into the third, guys like Allen, Hurts, and Mahomes, that's when I start to consider those guys because they're so good. Although last year, those three guys were so far above other quarterbacks. It was the first time in quite some time that had ever happened. Normally, quarterbacks 1, 2, and 3 aren't far separated from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So you can wait later. But in terms of like later round quarterbacks, I love getting Tua Tagovailoa. I that's another plant my flag guy. I have a little bit of stock in Ryan Tannehill. Like if I don't get one of the top guys, then I go to like that mid tier with like Tua and Dak, I think are in the same tier. If I don't get one of those guys, I normally am fine leaving drafts with Ryan Tannehill in like the last round, because I don't think that like he's not going to be my pillar of my team.
Sure.
But he's going to put up fantasy points, right? He's not going to turn over the ball. He gets like a small amount of a baseline rushing. I know he's 30, what, 4 or 5? But he gets a little bit of a baseline rushing. So I don't know about my guy, but that's a guy that I have a lot of stock in. I already talked a little bit about Khalil Herbert. So I'll talk one last guy, and then I'll ask you the same question.
Sure.
Love Antonio Gibson this year. I am so high on Antonio Gibson, guys. I know that Brian Robinson Jr. It was basically the starter. But Brian Robinson Jr. in terms of yards per carry was not that great last year at all.
Yeah, he just did it a lot.
He just got a lot of carries. And I think Eric Bieniemy loves his running backs to be pass catchers. And Antonio Gibson, only 25 years old, 3 years in the NFL, I really think. And we saw, I think he caught... Yeah, so you got three targets and a touchdown in a preseason game this season. I just genuinely think that he is going to be used all over this offense. I'm really high on a lot of pieces on the Washington offense because they were valuable for fantasy last year, and now we're getting like a guy that I know that there's question marks for some people, I think is an offensive savant. I think that he is a genius, and I really think that he's going to make this offense good. So that's probably my last guy that I love leaving drafts with.
Okay.
How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on. I'm a huge Tony Pollard fan. Yes. Early in drafts, yes. I really like Tony Pollard. Later, I mean, I've seen him go all over the place, but obviously Keenan Allen is a my guy, yes, as he has been for 10 years.
Yes.
Later in rounds, I really I You know I love Jerry Jeudy, but Courtland Sutton is a huge my guy.
Courtland Sutton is a guy that you really, really got to be confident in, though.
But I feel like there have been a lot of reports this year that he has really established himself with Russell Wilson, that he's going back and watching Mike Thomas tape because they have that similar 6'3 frame to be like, I'm going to be the quick route guy and just catch balls. So maybe not so much he's going to be like going down the field the way Jerry Jeudy does, but I feel like he can absolutely be an impact player. And especially as Jerry Jeudy has shown some issues with staying healthy, it really makes me excited for Courtland Sutton because I believe in the offensive mind of Sean Payton to use the weapons they have correctly.
And if you listen to our preview episode, you were high on the Broncos. So
new first third quarterback team.
All right, so we're getting close here. So I still want to hear about more guys that are your guys. But just a quick rundown of our roster here. We have Hurts at our quarterback, and then we have Smith in our super flex. Bijan and Ramondre and running back. Right now, Taylor is slotted into our one wide receiver, running back, tight end, flex. He'll go on the IR. We have Amon-Ra and Keenan Allen, which means I think we need to start grabbing a couple of receivers here. I think that we need to... I don't know how you feel. I think we need a receiver here because we do have to start three of them every week, so I don't want to miss out on some higher guys. So who do you like? Is it a Sutton or is it a Dotson for you?
Dotson here because I think we can grab Sutton later.
So I'm gonna throw this out there. A lot of people are losing their minds about George Pickens. Is the reason that you're not wanting him because we just took Freiermuth, or is it because you're not as high as the consensus?
I mean, I'm definitely not as high as the consensus.
Okay,
but yeah, I mean, like I looked, I was like, oh, but then I was like, oh, we just took.
Okay. Oh, come on. This guy's listening. This guy is listening to our podcast. Why?
Okay. So let's talk.
We need to pivot.
Let's talk. So do you feel like really, yes, because it's the flex is, I mean, we technically still have the flex.
I do.
But I was going to ask about Javonte. Addison?
Yep.
Yeah, I was just about to bring it up. I mean, it's interesting. Want to give it a go?
120-plus vacated targets by Adam Thielen leaving. Somebody's got to be targeted. It's not going to be KJ Osborne. That's my take.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And I just talked about rookie wide receivers. You want stock in them. I'm telling you guys, it happens every single year. It happened last year, happened the year before, happens every year. You get guys. Kamara is a good pick here late, too. You get guys, right? So while Addison maybe will slow start, he is our third wide receiver and we'll get more guys. Now, when we come back around here, I don't know about you. I still do want to focus on that wide receiver position because I still like guys. Javonte Williams is still there. Gibson's still there. Herbert's still there. I still like getting another one of those guys possibly in two rounds.
Think that Williams will fall that far?
You don't. Do you want to take Williams in the next round if he's there?
I mean, you have followed him more closely than I have.
You know what? It doesn't matter because he's going to be taken out. We just said it out loud. They're listening. I love Javonte Williams. So here's the thing. Here's the quick take I'll give you guys about Javonte Williams. Clean bill of health, right? 23 years old. He was my favorite running back coming out of that draft. Loved Javonte Williams. People were concerned about how long it would take him to crack the field. There are zero. He's not on the injury report at all. Right. And so to me, that says, wow, he is so healthy to them that they are not concerned at all. And if that's the case, I'm all in on Javonte Williams. Right. My concern for him was that he was going to be slow to start and that Samaje Perine, who they signed over from, the Bengals, was a good player, was going to take some work. Now, he's going to be worked in. Perine will be. But Javonte, they could have taken the slow approach with Williams. I mean, how many times do we talk about people saying, you know what, let's take it slow, let's play it safe, and get guys. He's not on the injury report at all. And that tells me, I know I'm repeating myself and ranting a little bit here, rambling rather, but I'm very confident in Williams. So if you don't think he'll be, then I feel like we should take him.
I mean, that's my pick right now. I feel like value, so that is it.
Let's do that. And then in the event that doesn't happen, Let's talk other receivers here.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed that Terry just went. I feel like I could have gotten really excited about that this late in the draft. Dalvin Cook just went. I'm really fascinated by the Jets' backfield this year.
Yeah, well, because I don't know what the rook is going to be. Oh, there goes
Bryce
Young.
I think
Javonte Williams, yes, I agree. Okay. That's easy. Okay. So, which means that, so that's our third startable running back right now, right? Obviously, Taylor's going to go on the PUP, but we have enough running backs to play right now. You know what I mean? So we can, as much as I like Gibson and Herbert, I think we need to wait a couple of rounds to see if we can get them, because we, I do think we need to start hammering wide receiver, maybe consider another quarterback if we get to a spot. I don't know how you feel about that. So in normal leagues, I don't ever take backup quarterbacks, but in super flex, I feel like it's more important to have another one. So we could talk about that. But I just put a couple more receivers that I like on the queue. But I, wow, I just feel like I, my words were taken.
You made me nervous. I thought something like really drastic happened.
Are you going to try to talk to me about Courtland Sutton in the next round?
I think I just qualmed a little bit because of that with taking Williams.
Oh, well, yeah. So again, and I don't, so I'm glad that we feel the same way. I don't know how many other people feel this way, but why do we think people are like that? Because there are teams every year, a lot of teams have good running backs and good receivers and good, like all on the same team. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Why do we feel that
so
way?
So I'll say,
I feel that way too. I'm not, you know,
I'll say I feel that way to a point. Like, I'm not going to take Javonte Williams, come back on my turn, and take Courtland Sutton. If Courtland Sutton's there four picks later, I'm like, oh, I don't care at that point. I feel like the value outweighs it.
Well, and Sutton is a guy that could end up probably falling because people are kind of tired of Courtland Sutton.
Here's a player that I'm just intrigued about. I think you'll know more. You have them as, I believe, the number two seed in the AFC. Treylon Burks. I have no stock in him.
Hopkins went, right?
Hopkins went.
Okay, I was going to say. We
took Hopkins. Hopkins went in like the third round.
So I like Treylon Burks. I do. I am concerned with the pass volume. I know that I said that I'm okay taking Tannehill, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be good enough to support two wide receivers that are really good. But Treylon Burks last year before the injury was really ramping up. Like, he was starting to be used as that guy that we talked about, like that Deebo Samuel type, run after the catch, get hand, you know, get carries on end arounds and stuff. I think he's an incredibly exciting player. What's up?
No, I'm sorry.
What?
Somebody in the chat was like, guys, I have church in 15 minutes.
Gotta love it. Oh, time's up, and he took. Was that the guy who said that? Because that'd be really funny.
No, that was Sweaty Gooset is the one going to church.
Oh man, that's crazy, dude. So yeah, the first defense just went, the 49ers,
on an auto pick,
and then Kadarius Toney after that. Listen, in terms of the KC offense, I want pieces of it. So I know you put Sky Moore in the
queue. Sky Moore is one of my big my guys.
I do like Sky Moore a lot. So I don't think we take him now, but I do like Sky Moore. All right, so we're coming up with a couple of picks. Is Treylon the guy that you want to take?
I'm just intrigued.
I would have liked Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Hey, I'm a Buffalo guy. You don't have to talk me much into Gabe Davis at all.
Sure. Yeah, I think I'm comfortable doing that here in the 11th round.
Treylon or Gabe?
Gabe.
Gabe? Okay. Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. Buffalo passed the most or the second most last year. That's not going to change, right? They're going to do that. And I know that people are upset with Davis because he didn't have, like, the breakout that everybody thought. But he was the wide receiver 24 last year, right? So that's a wide receiver 2 that we're getting in the 11th or 12th round. You know what I mean? Tell me, I didn't see. Did he take
it? No, I took him.
Oh, okay, good. And last year, he still had 7 touchdowns, right? So he gets touchdowns. So the problem with him is last year, he was targeted 93 times and only had 48 receptions. So that's an issue, right? But I genuinely think that 24 years old, I still think that he is going to be a guy that is going to get those targets. I don't think that Allen's going to be like, oh, I targeted you 93 times last year and you didn't catch all of them. I think that this is a guy that Allen truly believes in. There was a lot of wide receiver battles in camp this year, and he solidified as the number 2 guy, and he's a big play threat, right? And we already have, this is another thing that I like in terms of roster construction, if you will. Amon-Ra and Allen are safe players. They are going to catch passes. They are baseline players. Addison's a little bit injecting of volatility, but I like having Amon-Ra and Allen. We know those guys are going to get catches. I'm not worried about them. They're going to get 10 points a game for us. Not worried about it, barring injury, right? But you don't, sure. You shouldn't draft your teams based solely on injury concern.
Sure.
So barring injury, those guys, not worried about. And then we're injecting a little bit of volatility with Addison and Davis, where these guys aren't the number ones, but they're big play threats, and they're going to get targeted. They could end up being huge, right? And so now we have guys that keep our team treading water. Sutton just went. Keep our team treading water, and then also give that boom potential. Now, we're coming back around here. One of the only running backs I like left is Gibson. I don't know about how you feel about other guys. I'm okay with, like, flyers on. Another guy I was going to throw on, I'm doing it right now. Sorry, I forgot that these guys were there, is Mostert because of the Jeff Wilson injury.
Sure.
Mostert's going to start as a running back. You could take a flyer on A-Chain, too. You can convince me of that. I think Jalen Warren's going to be used, even though Najee's there. So I'm throwing.
There's a lot of hype about Jalen Warren right now.
So I'm throwing those guys on there. But those are those two running backs are really like the only couple of ones I like left. I'm going to throw Love on the queue here because that's if we want to do the third quarterback. I'm going to throw Sam Howell on here if we want to do a third quarterback. And then I'll throw Tannehill on there just for in case we want to have like a guy. But
not
those...
Brock Purdy. One question I will ask. No one yet has done it. Oh, wait. One person has done it.
Two tight ends? Is that what you're saying?
The second tight end.
Yeah. Let's look at the names. I don't hate Schultz. Schultz is very good. He's gonna
I think Schultz as our second is pretty safe second.
I think Nkonkwo is very interesting. I don't know how you feel about Nkonkwo, but a lot of hype from Nkonkwo.
There is a lot of hype right now.
Here's a guy. I'm going to bring him up on the screen here. Here's a guy that I have no stock in.
Which is shocking.
But it's because of the rookie tight ends stink, right? Like, even if they're good, they're never great for fantasy. But I don't know how you feel. I'll toss it to you for a second to tell me. The reason I don't take Dalton Kincaid is because of the rookie tight end thing. But he could end up being a receiver.
We are on the clock right now. I can talk about him
after. Let's talk about Kincaid in a second. What are we thinking here?
So, Sky Moore did go off.
I would have liked Sky Moore.
So, I am good with getting another, like, Gibson or Mostert.
If we're going to take a running back here, it's Gibson for me. That's my thought.
34 seconds. Okay. I think this is going to be the first one we disagree on, but I will.
You don't.
I will trust you.
Okay. All right. Well, and here's the other thing. If you play fantasy football, guys, when you're at this point in the draft, you're taking dart throws on guys that you believe in, right? And so we're not all going to be right about them because they're dart throws. There's a reason why they're late. You know what I mean? So it's a give and a take with like, but I think that we have been. I think that we have a really nice balance of solid floor play, but also volatility, right? Because of Jonathan Taylor and Jordan Addison and Gabe Davis and now Antonio Gibson. Like, we have a chance to really have boom teams, but I think we have enough baseline players that will be okay. Okay, so I'll throw... I mean, Burks is falling now, so I'll throw him on the queue. Other receivers I like late is Jonathan Mingo. I'm all about rookie receivers. I really am. I really wish that we could go through. I wish we had a database to pool like a lot of big shows do. I wish I could show you the numbers on rookie receivers. Is that their guys always do well? And it's again, sometimes they start slow, but most rookie receivers finish strong because we're in such a pass happy league. Guys who. Oh, man, there goes my kicker, Young Ho. Guys, because we're in such a pass-happy league, guys always put up for fantasy, especially late in the year. So, okay, so what are we thinking here coming back around? Did you have thoughts on Kincaid at all? Or
so I'm really fascinated by Kincaid because, like you said, we've typically struggled to see Dallas going off. That's tough. They were the number one fantasy defense last year. I don't know if people think about that. Because they're like, it wasn't as flashy as Philadelphia or San Francisco.
They put up points in terms of fantasy.
Right now, oh, just going back to Kincaid, like I could definitely see them using him as a big wide, which I think will help.
The Buffalo, I'm going to tell you this right now, guys, people who don't follow Buffalo, they're going to lead the league in 12 personnel, which is one back, two tight ends. Knox and Kincaid are going to be on the field. But 12 personnel also includes two receivers in Davis and Diggs. That will be our best personnel. So I don't know. I don't know what you want to do. You tell me. You gave me the last pick with Gibson. I give you this pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a ton of flexibility right now. I mean, like Mostert's still there. I think we could get our third quarterback and get somebody. Because, I mean, we need one, right? Because we need to have somebody for bye weeks. Okay, so if we're doing third
quarterback, Love or Howell is where I would go.
I would rather have Love.
Do it. Because Love is a player who we talked about on the show. I'm super high on the Packers. Love could explode, right? Love could be that quarterback that you took late that goes crazy. Now, he could not be, right?
Yeah.
But we don't need him to be. We have two starters already. But this is the time, especially in Superflex, where you take guys that could boom, right? Which I think is a Howell or a Love. But between the two, I'm fine with that for sure. And now we start to think we come back around and Raheem Mostert's there. I feel like we really have a conversation about that. Also second tight end as well.
Second tight end. Which, especially getting to this point, I'm more and more okay with Kincaid. But the only thing I will pose to you is not talent. It's not usage. It's that we need a tight end in week six. Do you think in the first
do
six...
They have does Kincaid have the same...
No. Oh, okay. Kincaid, Buffalo is,
oh, so you're asking
is
me,
way late. You're, but yeah, we need somebody 13. For Muth in
so
week
you're,
six.
So you're telling me that, like... Do I think Kincaid is playable by week six?
We'll have established enough comfortability.
Let's play like the schedule game here. Buffalo in week six. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, wow. It's blocked out by the camera button here. It's the New York Giants on Sunday Night Football.
That's pretty exciting.
Which means that we should just take Evan Engram, right? No, Evan Engram's not in the Giants anymore. It's Darren Waller, who was stolen from us. Kincaid's the volatility argument. You don't know. He could end up being incredible. He could end up being our third receiving target, right? But he could also end up being a disappointing tight end. So I don't know. I really don't know. I think that if Mostert's there, we should go Mostert because A-Chain already went. So somebody's going to take him. Let's look at our roster here. So we've got Hurts and Geno as our two quarterbacks. We've got Bijan and Ramondre as our running backs. We've got Amon-Ra, Keenan Allen, and Addison as our receivers. Freiermuth is our starting tight end. Taylor's in that flex position right now, but he'll be moved to pup. So we've got Javonte Williams, Gabe Davis, Antonio Gibson on the bench. You know what? As much as I love these running backs in Mostert and Warren, I think we might need to remove them from our queue because we don't have enough receivers. I don't know how you feel about that.
I mean, we're definitely heavier on running back.
We're heavy on running back. I don't think we need another running back.
I think it depends on how it goes. I don't know if we need a running back right here.
Yeah. No, I think we need to focus on receiver or backup tight end here. All right. So let's look at receiver. Who we like?
Right now, the name, and I'm going to be a homer, is Romeo Dobbs. Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me about him.
I mean, I think he has shown great rapport with Jordan Love right now. He is banged up at this very moment, but we're not looking at him as a week one plug and play. But I think he can definitely establish himself. I don't know if he'll overtake Watson. A lot of reports out of camp, though, are that Love is favoring Dobbs over Watson, which I think is why he's gained, although clearly not here, fantasy hype. But I think he can be a really great play.
My other thing that I would pose to you.
We are on, but go ahead.
We can lock in with Dubs if we don't decide something else. But another guy that I know you don't love, but he always catches touchdowns. And he's got
to go to... I do like that. I don't...
It's got to go to somebody, and Bryce Young targeted him a lot in the preseason. A lot.
I'm okay with going with Adam Thielen right now.
I think
now.
We can get Dubs in the next round.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I think this is he's 33 years old as Adam Thielen, who's the guy we're talking about for our listeners. But he always catches touchdowns, man. Like, he just does. He's good at it. It's a skill set. And I really think that, like, Young is going to have to find a guy that he's comfortable going to. And in the preseason and in camp, all reports and tape show that it's unquestionably Adam Thielen. Now, I have Mingo on the queue because I got out of my rookie receiver thing because I think he could flash late. But Thielen's going to get targets immediately. Sure. Right? So he's a guy that we could flex immediately if we need to. And I'm okay. Like, I think that we could probably get, because Dubs' ADP is about 152, right? So that's in the 15th round. We're in the 14th. I think we can still get Dubs in the next round. And then if we do that, then we're sitting at our bench is full and we just need a kicker and a defense. So are there guys in terms of kickers and defenses that you want?
Oh, man, haven't even thought about that.
I mean, not to be – so the Jets are interesting, right? I think that they're going to – I'm going to queue up the three defenses that I like to have stock in. So there's
sure.
– I'm going to go to the Jets. I'm going to go to the Steelers. And the Bills were already taken. I didn't even see that. Okay. Well, so the Jets and the Steelers are the two on the board right now that I like to have.
Oops, I exited the draft room.
And then for kicker, typically you either want one of the highest scoring offenses or an offense that you think might stall a lot. And if that's the case, I'm queuing up Daniel Carlson of the Raiders.
Daniel Carlson has a cannon. He can kick the 50-yarders.
And I genuinely think that offense is going to move the ball, but
just enough.
Yeah,
but and not then have all to, the like, way. Kick
field goals.
I'm great with Carlson.
McDaniels is also not a let's go for it on fourth down guy. He's normally a let's kick it. I don't think anybody's going to take Carlson. I think we could take – I really like
– Oh, I don't want to take him here.
But. Yeah, I really like taking Dobbs at 15 or another receiver and then finishing it off with one of those two defenses and Carlson is what I think. So let's assume that we're being listened to, which means Dobbs is going to go before us. Let's decide on another on a secondary option, whether it be receiver or tight end.
Sure. So there are names here that I feel like I like more than you like. It happened so quickly. I like Alan Lazard as the number two in New York, having just, we know how important connection is to Rodgers, so like having him already there to know, although, I mean, just everything has looked great with Wilson, so I don't know if that's just going to be thrown to the wind. What are your thoughts on your Bears, Darnell Mooney?
I don't like Darnell Mooney.
Not at all?
No.
Well, we are on the clock, so.
I put up another guy on the board that I think you really like. I know you really like, but
Daniel Carlson.
Well, no, he's on the screen.
I do.
He doesn't have an injury designation right now. He didn't practice Monday this week, but that doesn't, or last week, but that doesn't necessarily. He doesn't have an injury designation right now. He could end up being the number one target for a pass heavy offense.
He could. So my thing about, I'm gonna go with Dobbs right now.
Okay, cool. So let's just take
gonna go with Dobbs. I don't know if I see Bateman being drafted. So I could see us putting Taylor on the pup and grabbing Bateman.
That, I love the way your mind works. That is a brilliant, brilliant idea. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to do it immediately as soon as this draft is done. Okay, so do we go kicker or defense first? Probably defense, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people took defenses. I think we can get the – oh, wait, did somebody already take the
Somebody
Jets?
Took New York.
How do you feel about the Steelers, or do you want somebody else?
I mean, I think the Steelers are probably the most – appealing out of what's left, I would think. I mean, like, there are great defenses in the NFL, right? Like, I think Miami's going to be really solid. But great defenses don't necessarily mean fantasy. But I don't know if that'll be a good, yes.
I think that the Steelers get sacks and turnovers.
Yes. I know Kansas City often does that, but they also give up points just as much as they get the splash play. So I don't love that.
I haven't checked the settings. Are we in a league that has settings that hurts for points per game, that gives points for points per game?
You mean like if they score X amount?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Okay, because that's tough. You need to pay attention to that because defensive scoring is different across the board.
I mean, like if Pittsburgh falls, I'm cool with Pittsburgh.
Okay, so we're hoping that Pittsburgh and Carlson is our last two picks. So let's just kind of go overview right now because we're kind of rounding out the draft. So at quarterback, we have Jalen Hurts and Geno Smith with Jordan Love on the bench. I really like that trio. At running back, we have Bijan Robinson, Ramondre Stevenson, Jonathan Taylor, Javonte Williams, and Antonio Gibson. Pal, I cannot tell you or express how much I love that. I am so hyped for that group. And then at wide receiver, we have some floor players and also, like I said, some volatility. I think we have a perfect combination of those. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, Keenan Allen, and Adam Thielen, I think, are excellent floor players for us. And then we have the volatility of Jordan Addison, Gabe Davis, and Romeo Doubs. I love the combination of those two things. And then rounding out our team, of course, at tight end is Pat Freiermuth. Yeah, I love it. What are our thoughts on the roster right now?
I really like it. We are on the clock. Pittsburgh did go.
Oh, dang. Oh, I didn't even see that. Okay, so we're give me quick thoughts.
I'm thinking, I mean, the Commanders are a team that makes some splash plays with sacks.
If the Commanders stay in games, they will get sacks.
I feel like I like them more than Denver now.
Okay, sure. I'm okay with that.
So you want to go with... We'll throw a dart at the Commanders.
Sure, we'll go Commanders and then give me your thoughts.
And, you know, like, honestly, when we're in the 16th round, we're taking defenses. The defense is not going to make or break our team.
No, they're not. They're going to be a nice little...
We will figure that out.
We'll be fine. So, yeah, tell me your thoughts on the team so far as we round out and hopefully taking Carlson with our
next pick. Know we talked a lot. And, I mean, as is fantasy football, right? That's the nature of the game. We got sniped a lot. That happens to every player that will play the game ever. But I really like the way we adjusted. I feel like we have a really good combination of talented quarterbacks that will put up points. What makes me really excited, because we didn't say this before the start, is I know obviously Pat Mahomes is like the number one scorer last year, but this is a 4 point per passing touchdown. So I like that we did get a guy with some mobility in Hurts and Geno a little bit. And, you know, actually Jordan Love too. So I like that we got guys that are a little bit mobile. I feel really good about that. And, you know, if we survive the first month pretty well, which I think we will, I love that we're having this reinforcement of this running back.
If we survive the first month and Taylor comes back or gets straight to a team, I think that's a league winning type pick. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to have this discussion right now before the draft's over, because I want to make this Taylor move immediately so we don't lose a guy we want. Would you rather have what was the player we said?
We said Bateman. So Mostert's said, technically
I
there.
I was just about to say, would you rather do that move for Bateman or do it for Mostert if he doesn't get picked? Bateman just went, so it's Mostert or Warren then, I think.
Okay.
I think one of those two guys. I think we should make the decision now, though, so that we can do it immediately and not risk losing whoever we want.
I hear the hype about Jalen Warren, but I feel like I want to see it first, where we know Mostert's going to be the one. Mostert, I know it wasn't fun or whatever, but he did have over 1,000 yards, complete total yards last year. He's going to be the number one guy because of injuries right now. And
it says right here on the sleeper update, Raheem Mostert becomes clear lead back. They look primed to lean on Mostert as the clear number one week one versus the Chargers with the injury. And A-Chain is still not taking contact practices. This is just a couple days ago. And he was also a running back too last year. So that's the guy I would want. Pause really quick. How much do we want him?
Where we take him now?
Right. Like, because who cares if we don't get Daniel Carlson?
I think we do that.
Okay. I was just going to say, because especially that Warren just went, I really hope somebody looks and goes, oh, the Americans didn't take a kicker in the league. Oh, Carlson just went. It's okay. It's his kicker, guys. It's fine. Relax. I just like the guy of locking in. I like the idea of locking in because he's going to be
bad. I think we did the right
thing. And we can flex him week one. Like, I would like that. So, okay. So, actually, I will give the quick rundown of the team if you want to go try to make that move really quick.
Sure, let's do it.
Oh, well, actually, it doesn't matter because we can just pick a kicker. So, what kicker do we want? I like Brandon McManus of Jacksonville. I think that might be a team that stalls a lot. Do you want to go with Cameron Dicker, the kicker with the Chargers?
Could be good. He played pretty well at the end of the year.
I know Jake Elliott has a boot, but they don't kick field goals in Philly. They go for it on every fourth down, so I don't like that pick.
Sure.
Yes, let's give it a quick update of the roster here. We're going to get kicker in a second. But rounding out our roster at quarterback, we have Jalen Hurts and Geno Smith with Jordan Love on the bench. At running back, we've got Bijan Robinson, Ramondre Stevenson, Jonathan Taylor, Javonte Williams, and Antonio Gibson, and Raheem Mostert. So we're running back heavy, but again, we're going to be without one for a month. And then at wide receiver, we've got Amon-Ra St. Brown, Keenan Allen, Jordan Addison, Gabe Davis, Adam Thielen, Romeo Doubs. And then we have the Commanders defense and Pat Freiermuth as our tight end. And right now we're going to make a move of moving Taylor to the pup and picking up our kicker, which will be, I don't know if he made the decision or not.
Did go with Dicker the kicker.
Dicker the kicker. Excellent. I love it. Overall thoughts of the team before we wrap up here.
Yeah, I feel really good. I feel like we have a very safe floor, which, you know, I would rather be that than be the guy that scores 400 one week, but then you could fall on your face and score 80. I would rather have good consistency where I feel like we're just going to score points. And we do have upside. So I'm excited about this team.
All right, man. Yeah, so do we want to do any sort of, like, bold fantasy predictions before we round out? Might be kind of fun. Or
like, as a whole?
Yeah, why not?
Just in regards to our team?
Yeah, I'm sure that you have really strong opinions about a couple of guys or things right here before we kind of sign off for the...
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I will say, so... I haven't thought this well out in terms of something random. I don't want to be like, I think CD Lamb's a top five wide receiver. I think that's silly and dumb. I will say, I know we didn't take him because of we pivoted with a running back. I think Cortland Sutton is going to be a top 20 wide receiver.
I think I'm not that surprised by that. That doesn't craze me. You know what I mean? That's fine. That's a great pick. My real pick is I'm planting my flag on Bijan Robinson being RB1. I believe it. Obviously, why I try to get him in all the leagues. Also, I will say, to sort of pivot to our other league, this was the trade that was accepted. So I did get Bijan Robinson in our other in our other league.
It's going to lead to handbag winning.
Megan, if you're listening, thank you. That was a very smart decision. And glad you chose the path of peace. That's what she said to me in the chat. She said, I chose the path of peace. So again, my real thing is Bijan. But my other thing is, if I can hop to like one of my other teams here, is that I'm going to tell you who the wide receiver one is, and it's your pick for offensive player of the year. I truly think that Ja'Marr Chase, who was the wide receiver 12 last year, becomes wide receiver one this year.
Let's go.
Because Justin Jefferson's great and he'll be a top five receiver. I think that's silly to think not. But I think that it's normal for, you know, a little bit of regression after the massive year he had last year. But I really think that Ja'Marr Chase takes a step and becomes number one. So
here we go. Here we go.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to our fourth annual Simultaneous Catch Fantasy Football League. If you are in our league and you listened, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
You made it to church on time.
Yeah, hope you made it to church on time. And I really hate the couple of you that kept taking all the players we wanted, but we ended up with a really, really good and I think fun team. So thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you check out our Run Your Pool. It is live right now. So if you go to our last episode post, I put the Run Your Pool link in that. I will also share it on our next post. So if you want to do the pick'em, free to enter. It's free to enter. We will give an update of it every week. Whoever wins the pick'em pool gets team apparel of your choice. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at SimultCatch. And Instagram, Simultaneous Catch. Anything else for you, pal?
I'm looking forward to a new year here.
It's very exciting. Thanks for listening, guys. And as always, God bless.